The Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunawa Intermediate School District, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition in the classroom. And I am very proud to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week from Adrian High School, Cade Opsahl, who is with the Adrian High School swim and dive team. And Cade, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, get up a little closer to that microphone so we can hear you here.
Honored to be here.
Yeah, all right. Last Saturday, a big day for you.
Sure.
You finished second in the 50 free and the 100 back in Division III. That had to be a thrill for you.
Yeah, I was obviously looking for more, but I'll take I PR'd and my 100 back. I'll take it. I'll be back next season.
So you're only a junior?
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's great. And tell us about the state meet. How many different events did you swim?
I swam four. I swam two individuals and two relays. Yeah, Eastern, I really like their pool. Definitely my favorite pool I've been at for a state meet. Their touch pads were a bit slippery, though, which would affect backstroke because you start in the water. But I adapted to that, adjusted. Yeah, I mean, it was great. The pool, there was seating all around. Water temperature was just right. Gutter system was great. It was a fast pool, and I swam fast. So
yeah, I have a granddaughter who is a swimmer, and she talks about a fast pool, and she has swam at Eastern Michigan. Yeah. She said that is a fast pool.
I love it.
So tell us about your season. I know you set some records at Adrian High School as far as records in the pool. Tell us about those.
Yeah, it was junior season. I knew it was a big season coming up. So I just decided to crank up another notch and just work my tail off the entire season. Yeah, I mean, just being in the weight room, I was just pushing weight every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. In the pool, I'd give everything 100%, and I mean that's the hard work showed. So, yeah, it was a tremendous season. It was, but definitely my best season. Yeah,
swimmers obviously spend a lot of time in the pool. Yeah, how many hours a week do you average in the pool?
So I think 16 hours a week.
16 hours a week. That's a lot.
I know. Cade, I'm always impressed with swimmers because what Pat just mentioned, that the dedication, and I think swimmers ought to talk to other teams about it's almost expected that you've got to be in the pool in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And that's not. It's like, well, why doesn't a basketball player have to go in and shoot in the morning? Or why doesn't a baseball hitter have to be in the cages in the morning? The amount of dedication that a swimmer, I mean, you say 16 hours, you're probably being generous, but the commitment is incredible. I wouldn't know anything about swimming, but it's always interesting when kids come in and talk about swimming or bowling. They're talking about the different lanes, how they like this course better than this course, and so I'm interested. Had you been to Eastern Michigan before this year?
No, never.
That was your first time at Eastern's pool, and I didn't know there was advantage. I thought water was water.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't. So it's interesting to hear that. Mm-hmm. But tell us a little bit about your training, though. A little more in depth about some of the training things that you do.
So Monday and Wednesday, those are the days we'd have morning practices. We come in at 5, and then we'd swim until about 6:45-ish. And then we'd get out, and it gives us time to shower, get ready for school. Every other day besides those, it was just after school. But Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we started 4 to 6 because we'd lift right after school.
I didn't know swimmers lifted a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I obviously you do.
Yes, specifically sprinters. Like I'm a sprinter myself, so if you look at college sprinters, they're in the weight room probably more than they are in the pool. But
isn't that called dry land?
Yeah. Dry land workouts. Yeah. And then we'd have a Saturday practice, which is just usually 8 to 10 or 10 to noon. It'd be like our coach's decision. Yeah, every day it wasn't really an easy day. Every day was pretty hard. So, but after the first 3 weeks of the season, your body just gets used to the soreness, and then you're just ready for every day.
Can you stay awake during school?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do that. Well, that's impressive. What will you do now? Now you're a junior. Aspirations to swim at the next level?
Oh, yeah,
or
for sure.
Now, what will you do between now and obviously you'll gear up as your season gets close, but what will you do in the spring and summer to continue to improve?
So for the spring, I run track.
Okay, that's good.
And then the summer we just have like a summer league. It's not near as hard of work. It's just kind of just like it was. The summer league was how I got introduced into the sport. So like, it's just easier. Just get like a feel for the water almost. There's not like we have some meets, but it's more fun. There's not much competition. Like not really anything you have to stress over. But yeah, I'll do that in the summer just to stay in the water.
When do you shut down? When do you give yourself a chance to shut down a little bit and kind of recharge the batteries and kind of decompress a little bit?
Usually August. Like we have the transition from the summer league to club. Like club starts in like middle of September, so just like the whole week of August I have all that time. And then track is like we're still working, but it's better. Like you're just outside more, you're moving around more. It's
track and swimming kind of go together here. Mm-hmm. As far as your training, you start your season and you try to build up and peak at the end of the season so you can swim in the state championships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of how you do it.
Yeah, for sure. My goal this year was because this like we know the state cuts right from the season. My goal was just to make a state cut the first meet, just to get out the way, not worry about it, and then when it came to it, just
and you did,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you made the cut, the first meet,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You had that in your back pocket,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just work and get stronger throughout the season, and just get more conditioned, get ready.
I'm just curious, March. how do they make the state cut? How do they determine time?
It's a certain time. Like it goes off of last year's. Like if there are so many people that made the cut, they make it a little faster. Mm-hmm. Or if not many people made the cut, they make it a little slower.
Okay.
So it
fluctuates every year.
Yeah, yeah. I think the 100 back cut was a little bit slower this year. I think the 50 was the same though. Yeah, it just fluctuates every year.
Yeah. Tell us, how did all this begin? When did you start swimming, and how long ago was it that you got that passion for being in the pool?
I've always been a water kid. I was in the pool, I think, since like 3 months old. I've loved the water. I've always been a natural swimmer. And then my teammate, Noah Judson, he told me about our summer league. The summer team's name is Wave Runners. He's like, you should try it. It was about like, I think, fifth grade. So the summer going into sixth grade, I tried it, liked it. I grew a lot from that one summer. And then I tried the middle school team in sixth grade. And then, I found it from there. I liked the sport. I liked growing a lot. And I'm a very competitive person, so I like the competition, and the rest is history.
Talk a little bit about your coaches, how they've inspired you.
My coaches play a big part. I like to thank them. They always been encouraging, always reminded me of my goals. Like if practice was hard, they would remind me what I wanted to accomplish, what I told them my goal for the season was, and it was just like a refresher. Like if I was just so tired from a set we did, I just think of that, think of the goal, and it'd be like another revive. I would just go right out and work hard, and yeah, they've just always been really encouraging and helpful with if there was something wrong with my technique, or they'd always tell me right then and there, and then I'd just work on it the next set and all that.
Okay, tell us a couple of those names of those coaches.
Robert Petkus, he's been my coach ever since I started. He does like the wave runners, the middles. He does every swim team. He does the girls' coach, middle school. And then Jacob McKenzie was our assistant coach. I've known them for a while. Almost like family to me, honestly. Just how long I've known them and how close we are.
Well, Cade, we want to congratulate you again, and we have a certificate, a cave towel, and a cave sticker there for you. Sweet. And was it a short night for you this last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about where you were.
I was at in Washington, D.C. It was for just our school trip. I liked it a lot. It was a new state, never been there. Like Virginia, just the state of Virginia as well. It just, like, the views are great, the mountain views, the everything. It was just, the long drive up was a little much. But
so what time did you get back this morning?
Oh, we got back last night.
Oh, last night, okay.
Yeah, we got back about, like, 10:30.
Okay.
We left at 7:45 in the morning.
Yeah, great.
Charter buses are a little nicer than the school buses to catch a nap and maybe watch a movie or...
Yeah, I still didn't have much leg room, but yeah. I made deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, Cade, congratulations on being our LISD Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication inspire us all. The LISD, high quality education for students in Lenawee County.